Hey guys, and welcome to episode number 55 of the White Noise Podcast. Yes, feel that energy in the room. Some of that energy is coming from Tom Looney.
Looney.
Thank you, Max.
Looney. So loony. Look at that guy's face. On the other side of the room, we have Steve.
all the way over there.
Hello, Max.
How you doing, mate? You right?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Steven.
I asked you a question. I asked you a fucking question.
Yeah. I was okay. It sort of soured the mood with that, but...
imagine being
shaky
ignored.
Shaky start, yeah.
Pardon?
Shaky start.
Who's he?
Shit at this, by the way.
Just sweat profusely over it.
Episode 55, and you're still shit at this, by the way.
I'm not shit at this.
Wear a funny hat, will he still notice I can't ask a question?
Ethan put it on my chair. He's the producer. He knows what he's doing. Speaking of which, Ethan's here.
Hello, Max. Hello. Oh, lovely to be here. What a fine day. Thank you.
Yeah, lovely Sunday morning.
It is indeed.
We're all missing church. Song. Sorry?
It's a Maroon 5 song, Sunday morning.
Is it?
Yeah.
Plays at the end of Cheaper by the Dozen too.
Okay.
Yeah. A nice film.
This guy knows his movies.
One of us does, you know.
Thank you. what a treat-filled episode we have today for you guys.
Oh, for treats.
What's your favourite treat?
Love treats.
Oh,
chocky. Like chocky. There's one that Zoe bought the other day, and it was chocolate with like dried raspberry in it. It tasted like Special K.
Fruit and nut. You ever read that?
Don't put your nuts in my chocky.
You're kidding.
I ain't kidding.
People pay good money for that.
No one's going to pay for your cum in a bit of chocky. Just on the wrapper.
Oh, spill. Yeah. I'm not even going to continue that. It's grim. It's gross.
I'll do.
Double
wrap it.
Pass the parcel. Very sad birthday that would be.
Just unwrapping your own cum.
Just holding onto it while the music plays. Mate, you have to pass it on. He's hugging it. Melted in his hands.
He knows it's coming on next.
He's the one controlling the boombox.
Yeah, forget the chocky. No interest in that.
Boombox covered in cum and chocolate.
No one came to Max's next birthday.
Yeah.
Apart from him.
God, that'd be sad, wouldn't
theme,
it?
Theme, isn't it?
Yeah.
Circle of life from Pirate Pete's to Maxi Skeets.
Maxi Skeets. Next year sorted, though. That's fun. Hey, Tom, what have you done this week?
What I've done, just been...
Sorry. I just noticed a face that Steve pulled then.
Go on. I was just thinking about your birthday, and it's, you know, the first day of the year.
Yeah, of course.
And, you know, that's typically when people go, oh, this year I'm going to do this. You know, they have their resolutions. And you're starting off your year with just cum and chocolate everywhere, playing past the parcel by yourself. And I'm thinking, what sort of year are you setting out
as
for?
As Jules Holland plays on the TV.
Oh, so as soon as it turns, you're running to get the chocky. And the cum you bought from the black market.
Some of this comes from August.
Great year. On that note, Tom, what have you done this week?
Oh, I've been very, very consumed by events in the bar. Just what I thought was going to be a bit of getting someone in to do some plumbing, getting an electrician in. Dave's doing it all himself, and I'm his little helper. I'm going off, you know, trying to do other stuff when he's not looking, just to get it moving. But it's taking a long time. But we will be open for the weekend, just maybe not as finished as I thought it was going to be.
Is this the cat's pocket you're on about?
The cat's pocket.
It's cat's pocket will be open.
No, it's well, the cat's pocket. I don't know where that came from. I think I was just on the phone to Stephen and I was trying to reach for another name that David suggested. But it is going to be called Frank's.
Frank's?
Frank's.
Talk to Frank is when you've got a drug problem.
I know. We really don't want to lean into the talk to Frank stuff, I feel like. I did say this to Dave, but yeah.
Is it not your bar? Are you not... Because... Aren't you paying for loads of the stuff and you don't even get to name it?
Well, it was we're 50-50 on it, so...
So you came up with Fra.
Well, I wanted a name. I feel like these...
Frat House and I'm Frank. Oh, wait, you got Frank in anyway in the second one.
I think names are like, when you personify it, it makes it feel a bit more established. Like, it's been there for a while and it will last. I think things like, you know, the hand in the pocket, you know, the cat's...
The hand
in the cat's pocket. It's like, okay, that's quirky for about 5 minutes. But yeah. I don't know. No one's nipping for a pint in the hand in the cat's pocket.
I don't know.
Especially when there's like, yeah, seven words in the title. Yeah.
There's a pub by me called the Birdeth Hand.
Where was this? Mm.
St. Helens.
Is it there now?
Could well be.
Okay.
Could well be. I said the cat's pocket stuck in my head.
I know, the cat's pocket was never even suggested other than by me accidentally, and I really like it. The cat's pocket.
The cat's pocket.
Isn't that?
Yeah.
Because it's a smaller bar, so it's, you know, you imagine a cat's pocket to be snug.
Yeah.
And you could just have, what would a cat have in its pocket?
A little mackerel.
Yeah.
Little cat in some slacks looking a bit cheeky. Little fishtail sticking out of his pocket.
Every three pints you get a mackerel too. Stinks in here.
Oh, that's fun.
Well, every three pints you put your hand in the cat's pocket, see what you pull out. It could be any bits. It's always mackerel. It's always.
Well, you got the mousetrap.
Chucky income.
Oh, I like the sound of this cat. Frank.
What else did I do this week? I went to a run club. Run club, Stephen.
Great sketch there, though. You turn up pissed.
I turn up pissed to what I thought was run club.
Yeah, but it's run
club.
You've got to do like a 10K. Yeah. Going, with like a pina colada sloshing around.
Oh, yeah. That is fun.
That'd be my you laugh, you lose next week.
I feel awful today. I'm not running years. And my calves are...
Running was your favourite hobby.
Yeah, that was your worst habit, was just running places.
I've not done like proper road running like that in years. Yeah. I will run places and I'll run, you know, around playing football and sport, but like just running like that. It's different because I'm thinking more about my technique and stuff, and it is just very intense.
Trying to impress everyone out at the run club.
Yeah, had a little race up a hill, which I lost.
Did you get on with the people there?
Didn't speak to anyone.
Right, good.
Head down. Yeah. They're all very keen.
It's not quite the technique you want for running, but...
Yeah. Well, not even after. You didn't go, great job, guys.
Well, they all ran to a place on Deansgate for a coffee.
But, or a daiquiri.
I forgot about it. That was going to happen, so I didn't bring my Apple Watch. So my phone was locked in the gym. So, yeah, I just was sat outside the gym waiting for them to all get back. Had a Powerade.
Yeah.
Which I forgot to pay for. Yeah.
Then he did a runner. Hey.
It's actually next to a run, a little run bar.
Wow.
Yeah, run club. And...
Wow, sounds like you had a great week, Tom.
Thank you.
Did you do that so you could cut it?
What else did I...
Thinking about that edit, man.
What else did
he
I...
He said that just...
What have you been up to this week, man?
Sorry, you didn't do anything this week, Tom. Maybe next week, eh, fella?
You'll get there, mate.
Hey guys, are you hungry for more?
I know I am.
You're not, though, the Manjaro.
Yeah, but I thought you meant great chat.
For more great chat, you can find us over on Patreon at the White Noise Poddy. We've got weekly episodes that go out on there uncensored.
And no bleeping at all.
So this won't be bleeped.
Me and my father used to into the sea and for fish.
That's disgusting.
I need to let the people know. In fact, my dad messaged me this morning and said...
Let the police know, first and foremost. Bonus weekly episodes, bonus videos.
What?
And you also get to watch all of our specials. I drank my own wee-wee.
Yes, that was really
nice.
You
did that on the boat, didn't you?
Not mine.
£3 a month.
There was a Muslim comedy show at work, and some of the customers' names were great.
Why?
One guy was called Mustafa Khan. I was like, that's a great name.
Mustafa Khan?
Yeah.
Like, you know, the lion from Lion King. Mustafa.
Mufasa.
Mufasa, oh yeah.
Fucking hell, you're just laughing at foreign names.
Not laughing. I was This is better than
the comedy they do.
My name's Smith.
Look at this. Mohammed.
Great, great names. I didn't say funny names. I'm not saying I laughed at all the names. I said they were great.
I felt like that.
Some great names. My name's Smith. I love a Khan.
Jabbar, like in Aladdin.
The DVD knockoff. This one, Crave Dove Cup. That's not good.
Doesn't sound very Muslim.
Alan. It's like Alan, but foreign.
Anyway, I lost my job at the front.
Can't say anything these days.
Please welcome to the stage. Man's in stitches behind the bar.
Can't even get through the net.
So that's part of my thing. That was a lot of fun.
No, it isn't. No, it's not his name. No, it isn't. Stop it.
I had it written down in front of me.
Laughing at foreign names.
I wasn't laughing at them. I was
really
admiring them.
Like that. Two Ahmeds in one building. You could write it.
I probably couldn't. Going off the evidence. Fucking hell. trying to buy a new bike. That's
so
fun.
Trying to buy a new bike.
Well, it's a cycle to work scheme. So I was like, okay, that's fun. It's like 40% off a bike.
Yeah. That's good.
Do you have a current bike?
No, I've got no bike.
When was the last time you had a bike?
No bike, Smith.
Is it when you went down that hill?
It'd be around that time, yeah. Oh, yeah, I think that was probably put me off for life.
Did you fall off your bike?
Yeah.
At the end of it? Did you just ditch it in a bush? Was that what happened?
No, I wheeled it back up the hill to where my grandma lived.
No, I mean, like, because the issue with the brakes or something.
Yeah, so my grandma was like, oh, I bought you this lovely new bike. Yeah. Well, she didn't say new, she just bought me a bike. It was new to me.
Started with a lie there.
Yeah, well, that's grandma for you. She bought it from the tip. I was like, okay, it's fine, I'll give it a go, whatever. So she lived on the top of Portsdown Hill, which is a giant hill. Like one of the main hills in the Portsmouth.
In the world.
Yeah. One of the main hills of the world, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Harry Hill.
Jonah Hill, yeah.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Are they brothers?
Muhammad Hill. Imagine.
Try to assume there is one.
He's gone. He's gone. Forget about
I'm
it.
Not gone.
He's
I wasn't laughing.
He's fucking gone.
I was admiring the names that I managed to get wrong. Mustafa from Lion King. Great week for me.
Oh.
Anyway, I just rode down the hill and I hit a lavender bush at the bottom.
It's like the cast of Mulan. So you wrote, so the brakes weren't working.
Well, yeah, that's an old brake. Right, okay. I've told this story a million times.
That's fair. I just couldn't remember, yeah.
So I thought about getting a new one.
Nice.
Well, I think so. The guy said in the shot, I was like, oh, I'm getting it just to lose weight, you know. And obviously, commute to work would be a bit cheaper, possibly. And he was like, oh, you're not going to lose weight on the bike.
Did you want to speak to the manager after?
I think he was. I think it was just like a one-man shop.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he was like, oh, you need a reinforced back tyre. So your weight's going to be on it. And I was like, what are you doing?
What's your name? Ibrahim.
Wasn't laughing, mate. I was enjoying the names, if anything. If any of our Muslim fans out there...
Guys, if you've got an Asian name, get involved in the comments. I guess you don't need to comment anything, do you?
Just a little stop on it, just so we can see your username.
Yeah. So just catch you on a bike, just having a giggle, I guess. I'm just going to see if I put anything
else. Register outside the mosque.
Just going up and down the Curry Mile.
And I read a
just
book.
Just falling about laughing.
Falling off my bike every fucking. I go past one shop, fall off, giggling, get back on, fall off again. Such a knobhead. I thought I was going to be such a knobhead. I wasn't even going to bother putting that down. I just thought I haven't really done anything this week. That's my week. Stephen, what have you done this week? Has it been fun?
I've been busy, really busy. But I've had something every day, which is a
really
got a little beehive going on right above my like the windowsill of my bedroom.
Oh really? No! Oh, like bumblebees or
yeah. I could hear buzzing, and I was thinking, Zoe, not in front of me. And then
on a phone.
and then I was like, what? Where's that? Where's that coming from?
I'm so sorry.
No, that's shocking.
That's never happened to me on the podcast.
Is it from Yasmin?
It's not.
But I could hear the buzzing, and I've heard it for a while.
Stop it. Sorry.
He signed up to a website that it just sends him a funny name. Six like, times a day.
It's like Wordle but a Muslim name.
I've just changed all my contacts to Asian names. Your dad's very sick. He's not. Fingers crossed. If you're out there, Dad.
I'm sure he is out there.
Yeah, that's true.
He's not in here, is he? They're giggling away.
Beehive, is it? Are the bees that have access to inside or is it on the outside?
Well, I film them and they go in through this hole just above the window, but they go into like some sort of weird bit in the ceiling. So I can hear them, and like at 3 a.m. they're having a party. It's so loud. And Zoe's going, I think you're just hearing things. I'm like, you must be able to hear this.
Yeah.
I want to get rid of them. But then she's going, you can't get rid of bumblebees. They're responsible for like 80% of all the food or whatever. I think, when have you had a Manchester pear or, any sort of vegetation?
Yeah, great honey, though.
I'm sure there's something you can do to, like, move the bees out.
Well, a beekeeper would be great.
Yeah.
Someone who could just, scoop them away. But I went to London, did some... presenting, had an auto cue. That's fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Can get you one for this if you want. Save you having to look at that bloody phone for you. But I had my own Winnebago.
Oh,
how cool's that?
Okay. That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I really didn't justify it, and I was doing my Tyson Fury documentary voice for a while just to myself. Hopefully, it was myself. Hopefully, I wasn't mic'd up. But then people were just coming in and out of it, and I thought, this isn't. The A list.
Yeah.
I thought it was. Yeah. Came back. What did I do next? Oh, we filmed behind bars with a woman.
Hey.
They said it couldn't be done. yeah, that was bonkers.
Can we ask who it was, or is that a secret for?
I'll let them guess. Let them guess in the comments.
Okay.
Who could Stephen have got his clutches on? We did what, Ethan?
I just don't know if that was the right verb to use in that moment.
Clutches.
First woman on the show. Clutches getting in there.
Who's he snared?
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. Fuck off, you freak.
It is weird that your mind went there, to be honest.
It was pulling a face.
He was licking his lips.
Freak boy.
He just had a look at his face. Like if I saw you on a bus and wait for the next one.
This space is free and easy, you know.
This is the last one. Yeah, I'll walk. It's safer out here than in there.
I'll get out and wait with you.
And then yesterday, I did Alex Horn's football match.
Wow, that's cool.
Chicken versus the egg. I was on Chicken City. And our manager was Tom Rosenthal from Friday Night Dinner, Plebs.
Yeah, that's cool.
I was a little bit nervous going into it, because I'm sort of an outsider in that world. They're all typical comedians, and then I do YouTube stuff.
Put yourself down.
No, I know. It was good fun. I mean, the first time I wrote in the group chat, there was nothing for a while, and I was thinking, oh, fuck it, I've ruined this. I think it was something about Hugh Dennis. Hugh Dennis didn't want to be in the group chat.
Yeah.
So I was saying, you know, just bench him for the whole game for insubordination. And that might have been a little bit strong for everyone.
Let's all boo you, Dennis.
Did you feel outnumbered?
So what was the format of the game? Like, is it just classic?
No, it was far from classic. Yeah. It was two halves of 45 minutes, yeah. But then they had a giant duck that's on the field for the whole time.
Okay.
Which I got stuck behind a couple of times. When different songs play, it means different things. So Sit Down by James means everyone sits down apart from the goalkeepers.
Okay.
And then there's Wrecking Ball, where there's two balls. Then there was Pinball Wizard, where there's three balls.
Wow.
If you score a goal, then you get a chance to hit the crossbar, and then it's worth two.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, there's a lot of bonkers things.
Do you reckon that's the future of football?
Should be. Mm. Bloody should be. There's a lot of people there. There was like 4,000 fans,
oh, wow.
I think. Yeah.
Where was that?
Chesham United Football Club, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Mm. They had a couple of players from their team, the male and female teams, and they were so much better than all of us. But the other team had two guys who just, they could run past everyone. And
yeah.
And they did a couple of times. And I was thinking, this isn't, no one's here to watch this, mate.
Yeah.
I think that may have come across. But yeah, that was it's good fun. Had a shot that flew over the bar.
Nice.
Really quite bad, but wow. I caught it sweet though. Miles over the bar, but a really good connection.
You were too busy just fouling Hugh Dennis.
Who was on the bench.
Just standing up, scooting past him and farting. Yeah, it was good fun. A lot of driving.
What was that in?
Was you, Dennis? that's nasty. Yeah.
What was the? Was it for anything, or is it like? Is it being filmed? Or
I think they film it. I shoulder barged one of the female players quite early on, misjudged the game. Just had it was Nish Kumar and Ashlyn B commentating.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Just slagging me off after I did that. When she realised I was on her team, I was one of her players. I was like, oh, that's a shame. I went around the end carrying the match ball, pretending I scored a hat-trick. Mm. Great for, you know, photo ops. And I got sent some pictures and I, you know, it looks like I'm good at football, which is really, really nice.
That's what I got from that.
Yeah.
Well done, man.
In fact, what they didn't see was I took a throw-in and it bounced. Bounced on the pitch and bounced straight out. And I just go, Stephen, you're a loser. The amount of times I was swearing at myself. And I forgot there's kids in the crowd. So I'm just going, oh, you shitbag.
Mic'd up.
Fuck. Yeah. Bit of an embarrassing display, but loads of people were going, oh, you did great. And I think that's just them being nice. So thank you, people of Chesham. You're not great liars, but you are in the right liars, place. Yeah.
And we don't stand for that here.
Yeah.
You heard that one earlier, though, yeah? Nish Kumar.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up. You're doing it. Just trying to hold it in, you know?
Bloody announcer was doing the teams and he went, Stephen Trieste. Is he the Eurovision spirit? Stephen Trieste. And the crowd was significantly quiet for my name. Yeah, it really hurt my feelings.
But you know what? It's just a different world, isn't it, I guess?
I was incredibly unfit as well. Mm. You know, you didn't see me. You know, I haven't done any cardio for like 6 weeks because I did my back in.
Mm.
And so after 5 minutes, I was blowing. But had a...
Hey, lucky Nish.
Tom Rosenthal's great management experience.
Yeah. Could we ask who else was there? Like,
you can. Russell Howard.
Oh, wow.
On the pitch. I don't think he smiled once.
No.
Mm. Locked in.
Yeah. You had George Clark. Who else was there? Maisie Adams. Lou Sanders was there.
Mm.
Lots of people.
Who's who of British television?
Who was the best player that wasn't a semi-professional player?
There was a female comic called Annie McGrath, or McGrath.
Okay.
And she scored a really good goal. And then she was doing a half marathon today as well, on top of that.
Oh, really?
And she was on the pitch the whole time, just running around.
That's all about.
Yeah. She was probably the best comic playing. Who else was good? Alex Horn, surprisingly good.
Yeah.
Never hear him coming. Like, like I'd just get the ball and then out of nowhere, he'd just take it off me. We had a guy whose surname was Winning, and he was really good at the back.
And he was great. Awful.
Great. But yeah, there was. I think most of them. I was expecting the standard to be worse.
Right.
Yeah.
I did mention the first time he went, it's nice to meet you. And I said, we have met before. You came into the room I was in and took your pants off.
You'll happen again.
Which point he covered his mic and said, don't you fucking dare. But it was good. We had, Tom Rosenthal he sent so many videos of possible celebrations. And then one was the Centurions. Maisie Adams scored and then she put on this Roman hat.
Yeah.
Took out the corner flag and was stabbing the rest of the team. And that was probably the best bit, to be honest. It was beautifully choreographed. Yeah. And you could tell the manager was pleased that the players did what he asked of them. But yeah, it was good fun. 6-hour drive there and back, though, which, you know, next time do it.
Good Lord.
Do it on a field near me, please.
Do it at Villa Park, you know. It's good for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aston Villa.
Yeah, did you want it to be Ahmed Villa?
I've never heard of Villa Park. It could be anything.
Yeah.
You knew it, though.
You did, yeah, well done.
Oh, is that right, yeah?
You're correct, yeah.
Oh, well.
Well done, Max. Well done, good Max. Football knowledge. Yeah.
Point one for the good guy.
Who's the good guy?
Well, in this situation, it'd be this guy, me. Hello. Oh,
well done, you're winning the podcast, are you? Sad podcast this is.
Great weeks we've had, though. Oh, not a great week for some, though. We're moving steaming into news.
There's an Asian family who couldn't get a refund at the Frog and Bucket after being harassed.
Hey guys, no harassment at the Frog and Bucket. Great news. Well, no, it's not good news. It's awful news. Awful news. Got a bit here about hantavirus. Very devastating. I think it's got a 50% death rate.
Yeah, this particular strain from the Andes, I think.
Andy Peters.
Yep.
Andy Burnham.
Oh, yeah, super spreader jogging around.
Andy Parsons.
Andy Parsons. Well, he's not spreading it. No one's going near him.
No.
Sorry, Andy, if you're out there watching.
Yeah, I think it was Patient Zero was some Dutch guy who was hanging around a skip. Yeah. Look. I don't know what he was doing there. I think he was observing birds. But yeah, I think he's obviously ingested some sort of rodent dust.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Went on holiday after that, straight away, packed his bags.
Yeah.
Had enough of the skip.
I need a break.
Did you ever watch Poop Cruise?
No.
Fuck is Poop Cruise?
So it's a documentary. Well, they did a documentary about it. So it's just easy watching Netflix thing. But it was, this cruise ship that had an engine burnout and it was just floating at sea for like a week, for over a week, I think.
Oh,
they couldn't, like, it was just couldn't go anywhere. I think eventually they managed to, but all the power went and all the running water went, so there's no toilets. And so eventually it was just like overflowing with urine and stuff, and they were handing out bags. And it was just like, it was awful. It went to like Lord of the Flies straight away, because everyone, as soon as they knew that they were, that this, you know, anarchy had taken, they all was grabbing mattresses, going out to the deck, making little camps and stuff. It got a bit, you know, trying to have a good place.
They all have bedrooms.
Yeah, but the bedrooms were obviously all where the toilets were, so it was really gross in there. And I think they all wanted to be outside.
Yeah.
And they didn't know what to do on the ship, so they made the decision to serve alcohol, which they immediately regretted because then everyone needed the bathroom.
Alcohol and prune juice.
Yeah.
Oopsie. That's awful. Yeah. Stuck on a cruise ship that's just
floating,
shit.
Floating latrine. It's awful. Yeah.
The sea's bloody horrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who needs it?
The fish.
Yeah.
The mammals.
Who?
The fish and the mammals, I guess.
Yeah, bloody hell. Sorry. Oh, yeah, give a thought to them, eh?
Have you had a bad experience at sea or with the
sea? I think with Portsmouth, like, obviously the beach is right there, so I don't mind, like, the first few metres of the sea.
Yeah.
Love that. But when you're sort of,
What's your favourite bit of that first few metres?
Ooh, just getting my feet wet.
Yeah. If you like that, you could just piss on your toes.
I guess I could. We'll get other people to do it for me.
Ooh.
What's wrong with that? Is that not a thing you're into?
Getting other people to, a group of people
I knew
to
a guy
piss
that,
on your feet.
There's a hotel where you can, where just everyone there's just pissing on each other.
You, how do you know about this? Sorry? You know a guy, did you say?
Yeah,
well, we know a guy.
Do we?
Yeah.
Do we know a guy?
It's not Lenny Henry.
Who do we know?
Who do everything's.
Everything's brilliant.
Oh,
but
right,
the
okay.
He would every year he'd go to this piss hotel. Like, honestly, yeah, like the basement's like three floors. And it's just like, they just give out free drinks.
Ah, oh, that's crafty there.
Oh, God.
Yeah, pretty crafty, very crafty there. Yeah. And yeah, just everyone's just
out of order signs on the toilets. Whoops.
Basement's dangerously filling up.
We didn't mean for it to happen.
Like in the Titanic ministry. Someone's chained to a post.
Oh, no.
I'm gargling piss.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I'm not happy with where that went. Celebrity gossip?
Yeah. Obviously, last time was the Met Gala. Mm. And I'll be honest, Tom, you let yourself down.
Why?
What happened? You just didn't say anything about it, and it was the biggest night of the year for celebrity gossip.
Yep.
So today I'm going to go to Max.
Okay.
I'll give you some celebrity gossip.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Venezuela Fury gets married.
One of the Fury family? Or is it a country's hate? Something to think about there.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Okay.
Is Venezuela a country or is it?
It is a country, yeah.
South America.
Yeah. Reason to be furious.
The way the North Americas have sort of taken over. Get rid. Oh, I quite like America. So.
Give us back our oil.
Of course. Yeah. I forgot about the oil of Venezuela.
Oh, yeah.
He did not forget about the oil of Venezuela.
He means the country, not the 16-year-old daughter of Tyson Fury.
Yeah.
She had to go to the Isle of Man, didn't she? I don't think you can legally get married, can you, at 16 in the UK?
I don't know.
I don't think you can.
Where's the Isle of Woman? Sorry. Ooh, what's that? It's time for You Laugh, You Lose.
Oh, great. Great news.
Oh, brilliant.
It's quite your catchphrase. Yes, I have been busy, as I may have mentioned, but I also made time for the important things. Mm. I have a friend who is in the midst of starting a new business. I was by there on Friday, was I not?
Yeah.
I was, with the cameras, so I thought I should probably shoot a little promo, a little day in the life of I thought it was the cat pocket, well, the cat's pocket, but it's now Frank's. So,
okay.
But yeah, I've got a little video of what goes on there. Ethan, do you want to join?
Sure.
Oh, and if Ethan gets caught, then we're going to spin the wheel for who does it next week, with Ethan on the wheel as well. Sorry, I'm late, guys.
Travel.
Yes, we have a range of wines and spirits.
Travelling.
Yeah, I'll be with you in a minute. I'm just disputing a train fine from 2015. Dr. Pepper? No, I prefer Professor Fizz. I've travelled.
Ah! All over my £2,000 beard.
Travelling. Don't get me started on wine. Oh, you didn't?
Excuse me, mate. Are you taking orders?
Yeah, the guy in the £4,000 beard's going to be taking orders. Get out of here. Think about travellers. Serving kids? That's my girlfriend, you prat. Here you are, love. I don't support United. All the food here is 100% vegan. I've always supported United. £5, please.
I thought you said it was 50% off.
Hey, that means clothes, not prices. Get out of here. Yeah, I've travelled. You know, the seats at Wembley are so comfy. I don't want to get off them anyway. Did someone say travel?
There's a hair in my drink.
Yeah, the guy with the £6,000 beard's going to be losing hair. Get out of here. This is good wine. I'm allergic to wine.
That was amazing. Oh. That was.
My next door neighbour was in the garden. He's never up there. And he could just hear me. I was like, oh, God.
That's brilliant.
What happened there then?
That's amazing.
I don't know.
Did we get him?
I don't know.
No, I think Ethan went before me. That's why I felt safe to love.
All right.
But that means it's the wheel. That was.
I think it should be Max. I think.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I think if Ethan went and none of us did, we spin the wheel.
Yeah.
Well, obviously.
No. The rule was that if Ethan loses, we spin the wheel.
All right, I'll put some names on the wheel.
Yeah. And don't just put Max and Ethan.
This is now time for our first ever wheel spin of You Laugh, You Lose. Brought to you by Benadryl. Any predictions?
Yeah, me.
I'm hoping Tom.
What about you, Ethan?
Yeah, Tom would be nice.
Okay. I think it's going to be Ethan.
Max.
Hey! Oh, bloody hell, that was a rush, eh? That was a rush.
My God.
Woo!
Okay. the well is dry.
Genuinely mortified.
Mate, your favourite moment for the podcast was one of your You Laugh, You Lose.
You love
You
Laugh, You Lose.
Mate, you love this.
Great moment. I think I used all my... all my ideas up in that one.
If you're looking for an ideas man, that guy over there, he gave me Tom's Bowman.
That's good. Yeah, we'll talk later.
Yeah, man.
Give him something really stupid.
To be fair, you if you give me Tom's bar, I couldn't. Yeah. I wouldn't have come up with that.
Give him a Yellow Pages from New Delhi.
Surprisingly made it out there. Yellow Pages, wow, going strong. It's all on the internet now.
First You Laugh, You Lose own goal.
He didn't get one name out.
He's got start himself. With A. Yeah.
Abdul. I can't even.
Abdul wouldn't be number one. It might be. Yeah, there's only one way to find out.
With an A, B name. I think I'm really rogue. Zachariah. Loser, you lose.
Yeah, it was a good, well done. It was a good You Laugh, You Lose.
Thank you for making me laugh.
You're welcome, mate.
I hope to repay the favour next week.
I wasn't actually in that video, so.
Stephen Lies?
Yes, you Stephen Lies.
Stephen Lies. Stephen Sweet Little Lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Stephen, do you want to reveal your answer first?
No, thank you.
Okay. I don't really know what to do at this point, I suppose.
There's two other people you can ask.
Oh, come on, bro. My dog's ears.
Lads.
Squeezy bag of balls.
Okay. The question is, name something that's nice to touch.
I'm sorry, I'm dyslexic. I meant to put arse.
Oh,
cheeky. <Yeah.
laughs> What have you put?
Put the lads.
You put the same thing, you. Yeah.
No, you know a squeezy bag of balls.
The lads. It's our group chat, isn't it?
I'm not invited to that one.
So, Max, off topic, why'd you get kicked off the rugby team?
Not for what you think. squeezy bag of balls. You know what I'm talking about.
I genuinely don't. What's
they're like, it's like a bag.
Yeah.
It's not even a bag. It's not like a carrier bag. It's like a
Sainsbury's bag.
Heron Foods bag.
It's a plastic thing, and you squeeze it, and it's like a stress ball. But it's got like balls
and
in
oranges
it.
Oranges in and stuff.
Okay. Yeah, it's a big netted bag
of oranges.
Yeah. You're just licking down your arm.
Clementines.
So I start my day.
A little bit of juice in the morning. It's like a stress ball with balls in it.
Okay. Do you ever confuse your testicles for that?
Well, I've never had that happen yet.
You've never just got really stressed, like during your maths GCSE and just gone, frick!
Lads.
Yep, lads. I mean, I panicked a little bit because I was thinking about things I don't like to touch. You know, just like cardboard and sand. So I just thought of this. I thought, fuck it, I'll...
You don't like to touch sand?
Yeah, I hate it.
I like the feel of sand.
Yeah, really, really bad. Makes me feel awful.
It's coarse and it gets everywhere.
Yeah, and it's just so dry. And then I panicked, so I just thought, you know what, it's nice to, you know, hug one of your mates every now and then.
Oh, yeah. Your dog's ears?
Yeah, very soft, and I go like that. Maybe if she could talk, she'd say, "Play with your fucking own floppy ears, mate." Yeah.
She got floppy ears. What are they? Yeah, stand up a little bit.
When she sees you, they do prick up a little. But most of the time, they're just floppy.
Yeah,
like that.
You ever get cold ears? Because I find that Angel's ears are always often quite cold, even when she's warm.
That means nobody's talking about her.
Mm.
Oh, well, maybe they're warm now.
Yeah, probably boiling right now. Yeah.
Oh, God. Just have two singed holes on the side of her head. Nice one. Nice one, Tom.
Sound like fucking podcasts again.
To be fair, that's probably what, anyone who listens to this with AirPods.
I think it's Max with his bag of oranges.
If you could just take us through, you getting stressed. Let's get you into a stressed moment. What stresses you, Max? Hosting the podcast. Let's do that. You're hosting the podcast.
Yeah.
And you're stressed and you need your bag of balls. You don't have it. You have your testicles. Okay. Take it away. Go on, Max. Let's do it. Next bit, Max.
Guys, I need a moment. Look
Get off
away.
Your phone. Get off your phone.
I'm not on my phone.
Get off your phone and just do some chat. Come on. Okay, fine. Come on, just
and
do some chat.
I'd do that. Well, I'm not squeezing my own...
Did you?
Because it doesn't happen. It's not real.
He reached for it.
Yeah, okay?
It's Max.
You seem stressed.
I don't really.
I'm okay.
Oh.
After a lovely conversation with my boys, I've de-stressed.
With the lads, yeah.
That's it, I think.
Oh, I thought you meant boys in the sea, like the things that you... The orange balls.
Well, I guess, yeah, one day when I'm out there on my own.
What about if you're really stressed, you just squeeze one of them?
Mm.
Whatever helps.
Yeah, anything to get me through.
Yeah.
From the poo cruise, hop off, grab that, get back on.
I feel like if I was jumped off the poo cruise, the sea would just be full of people just defecating off the boat.
That's the biggest load of shit we've dropped in there.
Fuck off! No!
That video of Max jumping off the poop cruise.
Get him away from my poop.
Save our poop. Save our poop.
Big bag of poop. trying to make it out.
This is gold. He's swallowing a lot of water.
He's making a life raft out of it.
He's filled a lifeboat up with poop and he's making a run for it.
Oh, the boat's sinking. And that is, I think it's Tom.
I think it's Max.
Because Tom's never once hugged me.
Yeah, I'm going to go Tom.
Really?
Yeah, because we saw Max reach for his testicles, but he's a prude, so he didn't do it.
Well, fair enough.
I'm a prude, to be fair.
No, I had the same question as you.
Which was?
Name something that's nice to touch.
Oh, so it must have been you, Max.
Name something that's nice to touch.
Wait a minute. No, mine was...
Was it Stephen? Oh.
Name an alternative collective term for men.
Oh, you're crafty.
Yeah.
And a little bit of a homophobe, mate. Yeah. That's clever, do you?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like it wanted me to put boys...
Well, I could have done children, but I staved away from it.
Oh, you're good, aren't you?
I love that.
We saved that for Max when we were getting him.
Yeah, exactly. Well-behaved old freak boy.
Is that your answer? Mental, bruv. Mental.
A whole bag of them. Yes, dry feet walking on sand is like the worst thing. Like, it makes me want to vomit.
Really?
Yeah,
I like the sand.
Awful, yeah.
Put your feet in the sea.
Any time my feet and hands are dry, touching something else that's dry is just like...
Mm. What about a high five?
It's quite quick, isn't it? You know, probably... But yeah,
well, what about like, a high five like and you just sort of
holding some cardboard or something? Awful.
Mm.
What about a business handshake?
A business handshake.
It's not quick.
No.
Yes, yes. Very good presentation.
I like this guy.
You do.
Wow, that sounds like an ick, Tom.
What does?
That you and your crusty, dry hands touching things.
This was about 20 minutes ago.
About crusty.
Oh, we filled that time with.
You did that character, which did not fly with me, by the way.
Really? Well, yeah.
All you had was a funny name, and
just felt like we weren't in on the joke.
To be fair, most of the characters have funny names.
How much was that headdress?
Yeah. Most a character.
Oh, guys, great chat. Have you got any icks, Tom, apart from your crusty dry hands?
In what sense? Like,
so I've got an ick, which
New
you found out the other
York
day.
The New York Icks basketball team.
I don't have any New York. Well, I've never been, so I wouldn't know. Have you got any New York icks?
The smell of the subway.
Oh yeah,
it's always like hot and warm. You know, what am I breathing in here? And you can feel the air.
Isn't there like a amount of cigarettes? I think it's a certain amount of cigarettes is this equivalent of taking the...
There's the tube. Yeah, I remember that one about...
I don't know how many it was, but it's more than one.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, I guess more than none would be bad for some people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I saw a learner driver.
Oh, there, Nick.
But, well, I don't know. But normally they've got like a sort of a little thing on the top of the car. I saw one and it was just like a little cone that said L. Oh. I was like, I don't like that.
Really?
Yeah, it really put me off. I thought if I'm going to be a learner driver, and the sort of plaque they've got on top of the car, it's just a little code.
Saving money on that.
Done
that
with an L. Alpha loser.
I'm not getting any
loser of the roads.
Yeah.
Do you reckon that's because you're still in the learning phase and just seeing it puts you off? You go, oh no.
Possibly, yeah, possibly. Because there is a potential that I'm in that car. But then would I be? Because it's not advertising the name of the car.
That might just be someone.
other cars are available.
No, what I mean is like, so I was with Suja.
Yep, classic driving.
Oh, God.
Of course.
Wasn't even an instructor. Saw the name.
Hardly knew.
Oh, I'm not helping myself, am I? I was with Suja, great car company. Well,
so,
they're not.
So was Airbox.
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh, look at you now, scooting around in your Mini.
Yeah, man.
It's not bad, is it?
It's not bad.
So you had to stop your lessons, didn't you?
Fuck off.
It's too funny. You had more breakdowns in the car. Sat on a towel.
Just hands on the car, trying to compose himself.
Slapping the dashboard, setting off the airbag. What's your middle name?
On his side. That was fine. Suja, but they had a thing that said Suja's driving school.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
But the ones that are just a cone that say L on it,
yeah,
they're obviously not advertising anything. So is that just like, you can just buy that for yourself? I don't know.
I don't know, yeah.
It's worth thinking about. Yeah. But I didn't like it.
Right. You didn't like it?
No, and that gave me the ick. It's a silly ick. It's not really a good ick.
Mm.
That's icks, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
One of my big icks, and this might be more common, it might not be niche enough for you.
Yeah.
Train etiquette. Someone filing the nails.
The
noise, and then also it's just all this, like the nail dust going on the table. The arrogance to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really big.
That's bad.
Me.
That is bad.
I've got quite a lot of nail-based icks.
Yeah, I guess your main one is,
and I get nailed.
Bad teeth. I struggle with.
Your own or other people's?
Other people's.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd give myself the ick if mine took a turn.
I guess when someone sees me and they say Stephen, like they know me, or like they've caught me out. Like,
yeah.
Stephen. Oh, shut up. But I'm quite easy
and
to
I almost
go
away
off.
With it. People who exaggerate and lie, but not enough. Oh, I don't know. Like, so when you're in polite conversation, I'm having to like, oh, did you? Oh, that's cool. And you just know it's bullshit. You know?
Like that in the car with me. It's Ethan, you got any?
I don't know, it's you. That's not brush past use.
That's something I've...
If you wrote the question, you must have a few.
Well, I had my L one, L-based one.
Let's get a good one now. You got your one.
You want more icks?
Yeah, I didn't think the L one was even.
If you're
good.
Writing a talking point, you must have more
so
than one.
So you don't
one.
Think that was a good one?
Yeah, I thought it was like, you know, we helped flesh it out a bit, but
and so clearly you've got a problem with, you know, learning to drive.
You just saw a cone on a car and
what, you don't think that's bad? You don't think that's horrible?
Mate, it's in the fucking car park.
Is there?
No,
it's following me.
I'd say if you're bringing a talking point to the table, I've like, you know, two or three.
Two or three, yourself. So yeah. I just need to think of one more. Cool.
All okay,
three.
One
more.
Too much mayo. There. That's
really?
An
that's an it.
Yeah.
I love mayo.
Absolutely. Too much,
jar.
Though. Yesterday I had a tuna sandwich, tuna and mayo. It wasn't even mixed in.
Oh.
The mayo was on the bread and then the tuna was just there. Do your job, Waitrose.
Gail's sandwich shop. Apparently I have a chicken Caesar salad sandwich, and it's the saltiest sandwich in Britain.
Wow.
With over 1,000 calories.
What about the Earl of Sandwich when he was overlooked?
Ah, what for?
Enough filibustering, Max. What gives you the ick?
Less
of the sandwich facts.
Oh, God. It's got to be something.
Oh, I've got a nick.
I've got a Nick.
Oh, go on, Max. Sorry.
No, you go first.
All right, okay.
No, don't, because he's going to say whatever you say was his.
Go on, Max.
I wasn't going to do that, but that would have been goated. Yeah.
Just boring English names, yeah.
Smith is awful. I don't like it, and I've done it myself, but it does give me the ick.
Yeah.
When somebody's seen an opinion and then they've seen like a bit of information, then they go about saying it like they're the ones that have.
Right,
okay. Yeah. Sort of like me when I said about the bus thing. Like, I've done it myself. I'm guilty of it, but.
Yeah.
I've known people that are like, oh yeah,
when you catch someone and like,
well, it's not even that, it's just like you know they've just watched a YouTube video on a certain topic and they're just saying,
oh, have you heard about what's happened over in Venezuela this last week, that kind of, like, you know,
yeah,
and
sure,
just
yeah,
clearly read it or something,
and like, that's, you know, don't be saying that,
trying to pretend that you just plucked it from somewhere.
Yeah. I don't know, that gives me the ick.
I used to have other people's opinions as my own,
yeah,
and then I got to a certain age, I was like, oh,
who needs it?
Yeah But yeah, I heard Zoe on the phone to her sister, and her sister said something. I think it was about a film.
Yeah.
And then Zoe said it word for word to me. I was like, "What? Why are you quoting your sister? Why are you passing that off as your own?" So yeah.
The whimsical nature of this movie. Ooh.
I've got a Nick, Max.
Okay.
So I've had it before when I've gone to like a restaurant with like an ex-partner or whatever, and we ate all the food. And then,
fatty,
or a big percentage of the food, and then the waiter,
the entire restaurant.
Over. Sorry, not we didn't eat all
the world.
Not the world. Specifically, the platter in which we ordered.
You order a platter.
We ordered a platter.
A platypus.
Did they have the kids' menu?
We eat a platypus.
Hunted to extinction.
Entire platypus.
I'll have the platter. She'll have the puss.
Oh, naughty that.
Lucky, eh? 80% of the platter. Or so, waitress comes over.
How have you gone from eating the full thing to leaving 20%? That's quite a lot.
Small boy.
Give me a small platter.
That's true.
Bowl of olives.
The point I was trying to get across was that the majority of this platter.
We forgot to clear away last meal.
A lot of this platter was gone.
What, so bag of bread in? Bag of bread? Wait, no, that works.
Is that what you squeeze when you're stressed?
Well, I guess, that'd be good.
Is there in a bakery? Yes, yeah, get rid of it.
So you had a platter.
And the waitress said, how was everything? And my partner said, to be honest, I didn't enjoy any of it.
Oh.
And it was all overdone. Whilst I'm sat there having demolished the vast majority of it. And that gave me the ick of like, oh, it was just such an awkward conversation.
Yeah, I wouldn't say anything. Oh,
I get forwarded anything from Facebook, that's a nick. I'm like, oh, what's this shit?
Yeah.
Brown nosing. Bugs me.
I love brown nose.
Yeah. Performative people. Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be me at your bar next week.
Brown nose.
Yeah.
Who are your brown nose?
Well, obviously my new boss.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Would you be against it then?
Try and emphasize.
Taking a shift at Tom's at the cat's pocket.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What, a security?
Yeah.
No, well.
Head of security.
Head of security.
Wow.
For the Great Northern.
Who's the body of security if you're the head?
I guess it would be Ryan and Dave.
Yeah, I've not got Ryan. Ryan doesn't want in. He's busy.
Got a new job, isn't he?
Busy at the cube. Yeah.
Do you want a shift?
Salary boy now.
No.
Do you want to come down and just watch?
I've already been and filmed, but I could do it again.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably need to in a couple of weeks.
Probably not a couple.
Go on, Nick. There's a presenter on TNT Sport. Who acts like he's one of the players, one of the ex-pros.
Who is it? Do you know?
He goes by a nickname, Fletch.
Right.
Fletch.
Oh, yeah. They did a round table thing, didn't they? Like, that wasn't in the game where he was chatting and stuff.
There's that thing where they act like they're in the changing room. They're one of the guys.
I'm always in the changing room.
You've studied journalism at university. Shut up.
Do a real course like...
comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ethan. I wasn't talking to you.
No, it's fine. We're all losers at the end of the day together.
No.
Whoa.
No.
Don't tell me about that brush.
All right. Done your course and you got a silly hat on. You think that's going to win everyone?
You are.
He hasn't finished his course.
Driving around in a car with a cone on it.
Comedy, man. Comedy cone.
Comedy cone.
The sea stands for comedy.
This little horn thing.
We saw a motorbike with a sidecar on today.
We did. Yeah.
Nice.
Murray Wallace and Gromit.
It was.
It's now time for one of our... Hey, Stephen, you're right.
Yeah, thank you.
That's good. Tom?
How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, sorry.
I'm good,
speaking
thank
over.
You.
What would you have as a treat? We didn't ask you before.
What would I have as a treat?
Yeah.
Oh... Oh, just an early night.
Oh, yeah.
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 After a hard day's graft.
Yeah. Or an early night, knowing I don't have to be up in the morning.
Just... Whatever.
Ooh.
Well, just, you know, every now and then.
You're wishing good. For death as a treat.
No. I would.
Oh, nice. Sweet. Yeah. Yeah, right,
that was sweet release, eh? Yeah. Yeah.
He does that into chocolate. That's my treat.
Proper sweet release.
Yeah.
Sweetie release. What's wrong?
Just a thought of a jelly bean coming out of your penis. what was a treat for you, Ethan?
Oh, a treat for me is just being here with you guys. Listen to me, so
mate.
Funny.
You're
going to
be facetious.
Yeah.
Performative. Yeah. Brown nose in your
Not even performative, that was really lackluster.
I like playing me Crystal Palace career mode, sat in me bed, not talking to anyone.
FIFA?
Yeah, on FIFA.
Why still play a career mode, yeah.
FIFA 24, mate. Yeah.
I was going to say, it's a mess, isn't it, these days, the career mode?
It is a mess. Well, it's not great, but to be honest, when I'm in here by myself in the room, sometimes when I've got a moment to like stand up and walk around, stretch me back out.
Do you get them?
I reenact like moments of me on the touchline and like relive the day
Have
before.
You got, like, do you do like press conferences in your head?
I do press. Well,
do you have to book that in?
Book it in to my schedule. Well,
Can we maybe hear an excerpt from a press conference after you've just been you've just lost a derby. You've just been beaten by Brighton at home at Selhurst Park in the last minute.
He is called Elitano James, you.
Okay.
So he has got a bit of an accent. So,
late goal.
Can you be the interviewer, please?
Yeah.
Ask me the question.
What's your name again?
Elitano Jamesio.
Elitano.
Elitano Jamesio.
Elitano.
Sorry,
What are your thoughts, Elitano? Tough one to take with a goal in the last minute there.
Look, it's been a good season. We're moving in the right direction. And this one will hurt. This one will hurt for the fans. It's a derby. It's a big game. But we will bounce back from this.
Obviously, you were sent off early on. What?
You finish. I'm waiting. You can't interrupt us.
Sorry. Not quite sure what happened on the touchline there. There seemed to be a bit of a ruckus and you were sent to the stands in the 10th minute.
Look, the... one of the technical staff from the opposite dugout ran over... And made fun of my face, and I do not stand for that.
Are you standing now?
I am standing now. Yes, and I. Excuse me.
Don't shout.
I am not shouting. This is a difficult moment for the fans, and I just want us to press on to the next game.
Fans, plural. That made me laugh.
Stephen Lawson, Daily Star.
You're incredibly passionate about the women's team and the academy.
Yes.
And you've been canvassing for the past few months for transparent shirts. Talk us through that, please.
Well, look, it's a game for all. It's a game for both men and women, and we're moving in the right direction.
What direction's that?
The direction of equality.
Why transparent shirts for the female players, especially in the academy?
Look, like I said, it's about unity, everybody seeing each other on the same level.
It's not everybody, though. It's just the women and the girls' team.
Look, I don't need to comment on this at the minute.
You do.
The situation with the women and girls, we have a lot of respect. We have more investment in that team than any other team in the Premier League.
You don't. You've got them running around in cheap sandwich bags. How's that investment? You've clinged film children.
The
still with sandwich bags.
Children do not need high investments. It is good when they are younger to...
Don't they say invest in the youth?
They do. Yes, I suppose that is correct. But
you mentioned your own sandwich bags.
Got a question from Mohammed Khan.
Oh, Going a long way to be here.
Please, Mohammed.
Oh, yeah. I'll pass on to him.
There's also reports that you're from Carlisle. Born and bred.
This is wild.
Look, these reports, I do not know where they come from.
Carlisle, you silly.
Please do not speak to me.
Please do not wrap my daughter in bloody sandwich bags.
Your daughter is on the team?
The sandwiches?
Yes. It's hard enough as it is. You know, her father's a big famous journalist who really puts it to the manager.
Yes. Look, your daughter is in the right place with us. In a sandwich bag. She is a little snack when she runs around.
Oh.
It's awful, Ethan. And that's a treat for you, is it, Ethan? That's one of your treats.
That's grim, mate.
You are grim.
She is 19, no?
She's not in the academy. Yeah.
Oh. That's a shame, Ethan.
It's not usually gone that kind of way before.
It's weird.
I think it has gone similar ways in the past.
Oh, it's got it, yeah. Right? Surely.
Usually the journalists are fairer with...
Mohammed is very journalists.
Fair. It's so fair, yeah.
Small gripe about a sandwich, but that was it.
We've all been there. Thank you for exposing this guy.
Oh, yeah. You knew from the start he was a freak.
Not from the start,
he's
surely.
He's offered a new contract.
Has he?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, fans love him, Max.
5-year bumper deal.
Delivered a Europa League and an FA Cup and a Community Shield.
Final question?
Yes. Of course. Max?
Hello.
That's
my name.
Sorry, what was that? It's the final question.
Hello, everyone.
So, did you just gaslight Max there?
Sorry, what do you mean, did I gaslight?
That's mental.
Because Max said, final question, and then you were entering the passcode to your iPad. And then you went, Max?
Yeah.
Did you have anything to say to him there, or was it just to distract from...
Just getting in his head.
...you being really
Sometimes
slow.
It's good to have confirmation as to where we stand. It's not my podcast. This is Max's episode, and I'm just trying to stay on the same level as everyone.
I think he cued you for the jingle there, but you weren't ready. Mm. And so to make up for it, you went, Max? As if he was meant to fill that time.
I had a press conference that I was leaving, so...
Yeah, to be fair.
Sometimes you have to kind of just switch between the roles. Quite talented at doing that. Right, final...
To Nick.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Arrogance.
Yeah, I'll take it. Final question. Would you rather never have to eat or sleep? You'll be fulfilled in whichever option you decided never to do again, but you can't ever experience it.
What, never have to eat?
Yeah.
Or never have to sleep?
Yes.
Ah, oh, Jesus.
Will I constantly feel tired?
So if you choose never to sleep, you'll always never be tired. So you benefit in that
You're
sense.
Always, like, perfect.
Yes.
I would never sleep.
Yeah, I'd never sleep.
You lose a third of your life to sleep.
Yeah.
I'm living, baby. I'm going to night school.
What about having a break from the world for a bit?
Yeah, I'd just do that.
I think some things happen, don't they, cognitively while you're asleep as well.
However, he said that you get all the benefits.
Yeah, you are getting the benefits. Yes.
Oh, I thought you just wouldn't feel
this
tired.
Is magic.
Right, okay.
This is magic.
This is magic. Right, okay, so like information retention
and
stuff.
That.
Yeah,
but
I'll take that, definitely.
If you pick the food option, you'll never get to have food again.
Yeah, so that's why we're not picking.
That's a negative, yeah. You're not sold.
Sorry. I meant
never be hungry.
Yeah.
It's a real time saver, and I've thought, you know what, like when I couldn't taste, it was awful.
Yeah.
I just remember eating this porridge, and it was the worst thing ever, but I thought, I guess...
You're just eating for mouthfeel.
If that was
that
my
point.
Yeah, if that was my life, I'd just eat really healthy, and it wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah. See, I wouldn't sleep.
Because I had a pizza, and it was one of the worst experiences.
Yeah.
Horrible mouthfeel.
Should make a movie of that.
Yeah.
No, I'll still eat it, but
yeah.
What about you, Ethan?
Yeah, you know what? I think you've swung me with the sleep one.
I'd like to swing you. Do you know, like a Miss Trunchbull with the lady with the the plats and
go flying.
I wouldn't.
You would.
Yeah. I wouldn't. You would have a chance.
Like over onto the grass.
It'd be like someone had hit me in the head with the ball and I'd just swing you round and round.
That kind of anger, I can relate.
No.
It's not anger. Yeah.
No, it's more like is it the hammer throw?
Yeah, the hammer throw.
Yes, yeah, it is. Yeah.
Just a javelin.
Miss Trunchbull does it with the hair, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, the plats. You're going to have to grow your hair out.
Pigtails.
No, I think it'll do. You get a fist of that.
Yeah.
One-handed, yeah.
It's hanging on, though.
You know what? I like the sound of it now.
Yeah.
Pulling my hair.
Yeah.
Throwing me round.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, I do. You sign up to it now, mate. You'll do it.
I'm signing up.
Yeah, you said you'll do it.
I guess so, yeah.
You're going to follow through? Or you a liar?
You'll probably follow through. You land.
We both followed through.
What are you doing there?
Sorry, I'm just...
You're just a spectator. I'm just a spectator. Wow. Yeah. Solidarity.
Yeah.
Are we happy with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, guys. The viewers will be, but...
Wow.
Another great podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, another podcast in the bag. If you want to keep this party going...
Don't squeeze it.
Balls.
There is a £3 Patreon a month. £3 a month Patreon.
You pay £3...
Every month.
On a monthly basis.
Every month. Maybe just send us bags of money in the post.
Yeah. Also for a slight discount at Frank's. You know.
Yeah.
8%.
Probably going to cost more than £3, that discount. You're going to be losing money on this.
Do you think?
Well, that's great. That's a great promise from Tom there.
I think our viewers are gluggers as well.
Yeah, 100%.
A few of them are, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's bodies in the building. People having a good time.
Yep.
It'll bring
potential good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to drop the address? This is going out after it's opened.
Yep. It's up on the Deansgate Mews, just near the Hilton, halfway up the steps.
Mew.
Oh, that's Mews, like cats.
Or like the band.
Yeah.
Well, either way. Bye. Oh, I've been joined by Stephen. Wow. Here's a compilation of his greatest moments in this podcast.
Ooh. Fucking hell.
That's going to be 3 seconds.
Looney.
Compilation.
Another compilation of Tom's best bits. Ethan.
Thanks, man.
Here's his worst bits.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll take fucking forever.
And for Max, just got a confirmation.
You got confirmation.
Compilation of funny names. Just for you. There we go.
Yeah, we could do a credits where it's just him pissing himself and looking at the side of it.
Oh, you laugh, you lose sorted. Beautiful. Right, love you, bye.